Hi, lovey. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC and Mystical Charms here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And today's guest is Vane Thomas. Thomas, can you introduce yourself and tell us about yourself?
Yes, I can. So my name, first of all, I want to say thank you and greetings to the listening audience or the viewing audience. Whoever will be viewing this, I want to say thank you, first of all, for going a step deeper in your journey. I want to say I know who you are. You are the image and the likeness of God. You came here with power. You came here with authority. You came here to have dominion. Congratulations, because today is the first day of the best days of your life. Well, I'm Vane Thomas, the visionary and the founder of Starting Over with God. Starting Over with God is a community in which we help people do just that. I've been privileged throughout my life to be able to study and practice a different religious and spiritual disciplines. And I didn't just read a book. I actually sat with the masters. I actually was tested by them. And I actually went through the process of initiation. And when I went through that process, I began to see a parallel. I grew up in a Pentecostal home. And though I was in a Pentecostal home, I also experienced and were and was the witness of domestic violence. I also got a chance to witness and see drug abuse, alcoholism, poverty, childhood abuse, childhood trauma, sexual abuse, all of these things I saw or experienced in my childhood, so many things. And I was one that said, well, if I dive deeper into my faith, then God will rescue me. I dove deeper into my faith and God did rescue me, but he rescued me in the most peculiar way. God began to lead me down a path which many would call the wilderness. I began to dive into different modalities, different teachings, different religious practices, different strategies. And when I began to dive into things such as the Bhagavad Gita, the Vedas, the astrology, numerology, tantra, science of mind, Zoroastrian, Hinduism, Buddhism, I began to dive into so many things other than just the scriptures. And when I dove in, I began to find something that I always wanted. The scriptures told me that if I looked for righteousness, if I thirst and hunger for righteousness, I will be filled. But I noticed that I was always coming up to this glass ceiling. Well, when I began to weave the Bible and the Bhagavad Gita, weave the Bible and the Hindu text, read the Bible and the Tantric text or whatever other text, I began to recognize that there was real deliverance. I began to overcome my traumas, overcome my fears and my emotional blockages and mental blockages. And I said to myself, wait a minute. The way to get to God is not just taking one component, but taking everywhere that God has spoken and finding the bridge between the two. And I don't know how, but I just began to talk about it. And when I began to talk about it, other people started to say, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. And I found out that I didn't just have information, but I had results. And so we started starting over with God. And so I'm here today as your bridge from religion into spirituality, the safe way, because we're not just guessing, we've been initiated.
Amen. Amen. That's amazing. That's an amazing journey to how it started and now, you know, how it's going, right? Definitely, you know, I'm pretty sure you would give God and also your perseverance, you know, credit for getting you this far, right?
Absolutely.
After experiencing what you said you experienced.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, and I love that because I like your analogy of the bridge, because I do feel as though, yes, we do become separate, after, you know, we divide our spirituality into these different religions. If we have a, it's like we have like a certain people like that. But like it's a silly way to cut off the rest of the world.
Your volume is a bit low. I think someone may have been calling you, right? So your volume went down just a little bit if you want to lift the volume up.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it's a little fainted.
I think my result.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. All right. I don't even know which part got cut off.
That's
Oh, well.
okay.
But yes, I do like the idea that we take our human experiences, and that's a way to connect each other, like you said, a bridge, right? Because just because you know, believe something different doesn't mean we don't have the same human experiences, right? Also, the reason why I had you come on is because you specialize in something that most pastors do not specialize in. Could you tell everybody what that
And what's
is?
that? Well, I actually, I'm the person that is going to, I'm not saying, I'm not going to destroy religion. I'm showing you how to rebuild spirituality. And so I start to reveal secrets that most people won't reveal because most people hadn't studied to reveal it. And what I've been talking about for the last few months, and this is how you found me, was your astrological sign is your assignment from God.
Yes.
And I tied it in with the scripture. I tied it in with the sons of Jacob. And I talked about every single sign, all the way from Aries to Pisces. I talked about every sign, and but all throughout the scripture, you have these signs show up. Yeah, all throughout the scripture, you have these signs show up. When we go to the Bible, Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 14, you will see, and it says, "And God said, let the lights be for signs, let the lights be in the firmament for let the lights be in the firmament of the heavens for divine signs and seasons, dividing the day from the night, for days and for years." He says, let the signs be in the heavens. What signs? Not just,
right.
He didn't just say just the stars. He said, he separated that. He said, let the lights, which are the stars, but then he said, let the signs. So, as I began to take a deeper look at that, and I got free from this religious thing that made you fearful of God and not really love God. To love God means that I am willing to see God in all things. Well, my definition of love, people throw the word love around, but when I tell a person I love them, I always say, I value you, I appreciate you, I prefer you, I see you, and I'm willing to protect you. So I had to look at that as if there was God speaking to me. I value you. I prefer you. I'm willing to protect you. And when I started to look at the scriptures in that way, I said, wait a second, what lights? What signs? Because the only lights I could think of were, of course, the constellation and the stars. But the only signs I could think of were the zodiac signs. When I began to look deeper into that, it made me say, And it was just easy to tie the two together. I mean,
right.
When we look at the light and the firmament, we're talking about the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Right.
That's confirmed in verse number 15 and 16, Genesis, okay?
Right.
Then when we talk about to divide the day from the night, that establishes the basic rhythm of time between light and dark, the cycles, and this energy in which we call God. It's an energy more so than a personality in which we call God. In the Aramaic, we call it a few names. We call it Awun, which means beloved one. Beloved one is like me hanging out with someone for years and they're my senior. And after a while, I call them aunt or I call them uncle or I call them sister. Or I call them, it's a beloved endearment. Excuse me, it's a term of endearment. So Awun Dwishmaya, which means the beloved one who governs over the universes. But there's another name that's given to God other than Awun Dwishmaya. It is also the Milta, M-I-L-T-A in Aramaic. The Milta means mind substance.
I didn't know
mind
that.
Energy, yes. Isn't that powerful? It takes it from being this white man with a long beard sitting on a throne to now
Right.
being this energetic power that can transform or transcend or exist as all things. Because what does mind energy not present itself as? Mind energy is knowing itself as all things. This is how we can give the proper title when it says God is all knowing. Well, God can
Right.
be all knowing if he looks like a person or she looks like a person, but it can be all knowing if it is energy, mind energy.
Right.
Because it is knowing itself as this phone. It is knowing itself as these lights. It is knowing it. Mind energy is flowing through all things. There's nothing that mind energy has not tapped. There's nothing that mind energy has not touched. There's nothing that mind energy has not influenced.
I see.
Right? And so once we get the physical manifestation, we're just getting the shadow of God. Because mind flows through things, just like air flows through things,
I
right?
get it.
So again, the shadow of God. So we talk about Genesis, and it says, let them be for signs. This is not just a navigation, but it is symbolic. It's prophetic. It's an indicator. In the Hebrew, it's the word oth, or oth, O-T-H, which meaning signal. It means omen. It means mark. So let these be for an omen. Let it be for a signal. Let it be for a mark. Now we're getting
Okay.
more specific. You see?
I'm learning. Yes, I'm learning for sure.
And then it says, and for seasons, right? In the Hebrew, this is moedim. 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 Moedim, okay? M-O-M-O-E-D-I-M. And this means, it means appointed times. So let these omens, these marks, these signals show up at appointed times. Well, aren't you a mark? Aren't you a signal?
Right.
Didn't you have an appointed time? The
Right.
doctor said she would be born on this day. The doctor said he would be born on this day. Now, that's the doctor still didn't know, and they could not control the algorithm of the Miltha of God. Because even after the doctor said you'll be born on this day, if the woman's body or God said you're going to be born 2 days after, or 1 day before, or 3 weeks before, you are on a timetable. You are a signal. You are a sign. You are a odum. You are a mark.
Right.
In time that no one else can mark anymore. You see?
Interesting. That's interesting. I know what I thought about it, but I've never thought that deeply about it. Right? And I didn't think it went any deeper, but I could see that. I could see that going even deeper, but that's a lot.
And
To
that's just in
travel.
Genesis chapter. That's just in Genesis chapter one.
I know, and that's just the beginning,
That's the
right?
beginning.
Yes. So I have to ask you just real quick, what zodiac sign are you?
I'm the zodiac sign that the disciples asked Jesus about. Jesus says, I will be with you until the end of an age, or to the end of the age. And an age is 2,160 years. He was talking about the Piscean energy will be with you until the end of an age. But then they said, well, who should we follow next, Master? He says, when you see the man go with the water pot, follow him into his house. The man with the water pot is the Aquarius. I am the Aquarian that Jesus spoke about. I'm the one. I'm him. I'm he. It is I.
Well, that would make a lot more sense now. When you're diving into very unique fields that people are very afraid to go in, or they think it is too otherworldly, that you could never make sense of it. a lot of famous people who are, you know, even actors or whatever, a lot of scientists are Aquariuses. So that would make more sense now. But yes, I definitely appreciate that, because I was curious, because like I said, like that's a hard task to take on. Like I said, because like I said, also I never asked you, what faith do you subscribe to at this time?
So I am a Pentecostal, Eastern Orthodox, Buddhist, Hindu. No, no, just playing.
You could have gone all the way. I would have sat there and listened.
I have really dove into all of the spiritual practices. What I will say is that this point in my life, you can never leave your foundation. I would say that I am a Gnostic Christian.
Okay. I get
Gnostic
that.
Christians were the mystics.
I could totally understand that. That would make a lot of sense.
They were the mystics. And so I could say I'm a Gnostic Christian, but all in all, a name that I gave myself was I'm a Pentecostal consciousness person.
Okay. I like that. That's different.
Yeah.
That'll eventually will catch on, because you've seen the state of the world.
Yeah, I'm Pentecostal consciousness. That's what I am. Because really, there's no name for what I am other than spiritual.
Right.
Because no matter what I do, I still feel the presence of God, whether I'm saying, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, you know, whether I'm saying, speaking in Hindu or speaking in Tibet or whatever, I'm still the core of who I am. What brought me here was me diving into God, diving into Christ. And you can never go from your foundation. You just build from your foundation. So I'm Pentecostal consciousness.
So you can agree that God has met you in many different forms and many different times in your life.
Yes.
Yes, and that's an amazing thing, and that is something that is to be appreciated, because I do feel as though a lot of people who do go through a lot of things, who do witness a lot of things, and are looking for an answer that is not physical, right? Because we all have an inner knowing, right?
That's right.
We all have an inner knowing, so it's kind of like you kind of touch that other knowing. Right. And other people, you know, at least now, since people are just losing faith just in other people, right? Like we're losing faith on the lowest level, where we have no choice but to expand and rise up. That when we go through our life, I feel as though God does in fact meet us different times in different situations. And, you know, we always have something to learn from that. And I feel as though that is, you know, that is the purpose of him coming to us in different parts of our lives. And
absolutely.
I feel as though, and what I see, you know, what you're doing is that you've taken all those times that God has met you, or you have met him, and you've rolled it into this one beautiful thing that most people don't seem to appreciate, right?
That's
Like
right.
You could see it as a ball of glass, or you could see it as a ball of light, which is technically the same thing. It does, you know, shine light. Even though if it's a rackety ball of glass, but it's like, this is all the times I met God, and this is what I've accumulated. And I've accumulated and created this beautiful thing, where most people would like to take it and chuck it, and still wander. And like, why can't I feel God? It's because you're taking every experience and you're chucking it, and you're just kind of treating it as like a, you know, well, I'm glad that's over, and we don't got to think about or learn from that. You know, we just can just, you know, shut it out and then move on. Because, you know, that's the norm, to shut things out. When you feel it, right, as tapped in it into the consciousness that you're tapped into, it's like everything that has happened with you, you know, is like a spiritual memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
It never really goes away, even if
It
you
never
try to,
does.
Like, block it out. Or, you know, even, you know, if you even believe in past lives, you know,
Yes,
some habits.
I know who I was in the past life.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. I want to know.
My name is Paramahansa Yogananda. I didn't know, and it's a real person.
Okay.
I did not know this, but my Eastern Orthodox teacher was listening to me all the time, and I was always weaving the scriptures with the Near East, scriptures with the Near East, scriptures with the Near East. And he says, Vane, have you looked into this person? I said, no. He says, are you sure? I said, I haven't. He says, well, you are saying exactly what he said. You are, it, you, I mean, it's amazing that you are saying exactly what he said. I said, really? He says, yes, he used to always weave the East with the West and build a bridge between the East and the West. And so I said, I don't know. I waited years, and then years later, I got the book and I got the information, and I didn't even have to finish reading the book because, true to my teacher's word, the same thing that he was talking, I had already been saying.
Right.
So in past lives, the only thing we do is that if we start reading a book and we're in the middle of chapter two, when we come back and we start at chapter two.
Right.
We start right back where we were. And so I'm here again. Different body, different look, different sound, but I'm here again. And I'm here to complete the work again. And I did my astrological chart. And I did Yogananda's astrological chart, and all of the matchings match. Shows that I
Really?
was a past life guru. Yes, ma'am. That I was a past life guru, that I was a past life teacher. In this life, I have a Jupiter, and I have a guru Jupiter, which is the same thing. Master teacher, same thing. It's the same thing. I waited
Right.
36 years to come back, but I'm back.
That's amazing. Well, so astrologically speaking, right? So if you are an Aquarius now, wouldn't
I
that
was a
mean you?
Pisces then.
So you were a Pisces then, you
I
wouldn't
was a
be going
Pisces
toward
then.
Pisces? You'd be going the other way?
I was a Pisces then, but I was so disciplined when it comes to my teaching, my work. I didn't get married. I didn't have children. I didn't have I wasn't just really emotionally connected. I was more so busy on doing the work, doing the work, doing the work. Well, this life, not only was I born in February, but I was born on February the 2nd. The second, the number two, is the number of emotions. It's the number of the mother. It's the number of the psychologist. It's the number of the therapist. It's the number of the healer. It's the number of the energy worker. It's the number of the psychic. So I have February, which is the second month, and I'm born on the second, which is two. So I have double the emotion. I have double the care. I have double. Right. And this is, what I get, I guess, because I didn't have much emotional connection then. I was, March the 7th. So seven is the number of introspection. It's the number of the philosopher. It's the number, if you look at the number seven, it's built like a cane. It's the number of wisdom. Right.
It's the number of the genius.
It's the number of the genius. These are the numbers that these are the people that they would let into the mystery schools. People that were born on the 7th, the people that were born on the 16th, the people that were born on the 25th, the people that were born in July. They would let these people into the mystery schools because they were the introspective geniuses. And so, yes, Paramahansa Yogananda is my name. Well, was my name.
That is amazing. I've never known anyone to know exactly who they were. I've had people who've gotten pretty close, but they usually spend a lifetime researching and trying to find, you know, but.
I'm all about results. So whatever you're going to do, you got to do it quickly. It
Well,
doesn't take a
I
long
am seeing
time.
that, and that's something that, like I said, I have not really come in contact with,
Yeah,
right? People
it
are
doesn't
still
take a
on the
long
journey to
time.
here, still on the journey to there. Where it's kind of like you've completed a lot of journeys and collected a lot of stuff, and it's like you're just never going to stop. It's like you're on a lifelong learning journey
Yes,
where
I
you're
am.
taking the learning so seriously that you have a project, you complete it. And that's something that does not resonate with a lot of people. And
That's right.
that's why I wanted to also speak about this, because it's like you understand the journey of what this is, right? It's not just physically being here on earth, but just the journey of the spirit. And also taking that journey through the astrological signs, right?
Yes. And
That's why I was
that's
asking
important.
about which way is it going? Because I had a theory. So my father passed away 20 years ago, and he was a Scorpio. He was born in October. And he was a nine life path where like nine, he accumulated all his karma. He pretty much just soloed his wild oats, I guess that's what you call it. And believe it or not, because of that, he ended up dying pretty young. Okay. And since then, I would say about a year and a half, 2 years later, 2 years later, I ended up having a son, and I actually named him Jacob. I don't know why, but something told me to name him Jacob. And he was due on the 22nd, which would have made him a Capricorn, right? But he ended up being born on the 19th instead, which is a one life path, because it's to be believed that one life paths choose to come back. They come back purposefully. So after him being born nearly 2 years after my dad passed, I felt like the next line in the astrological sign would be Scorpio, then it would be Sagittarius, which my son Jacob is a Sagittarius in a one life path. So I always believe that.
So the way it happens really is the way the algorithm works is that when you get back into the quantum field or the spiritual world, celestial plane, astral plane, whatever we want to call it, when you get back into that plane, you do a rehash of your whole life. And whatever emotions or thoughts or experiences that you did not have, what happens is that you therefore, that's karma. The more you think about it and the more your spirit ruminates on it, it goes to find a body and a timeline with the parent, with the right situation that can help you accomplish the things which you want to accomplish. So some people will go backwards, some people will go forward. It's just all depending on what the soul wanted to accomplish, because each soul and each accomplishment is signaled or signed to a certain sign. Right? So, because in my last life, I was in the Piscean age, I came as a Pisces. Now, in this life, I need to be a master in an Aquarian age. Then I
Okay,
came as an Aquarius.
I
See?
see.
Right? But my purpose is to be a master teacher. Other people's purpose is to do other things. So, according to the purpose, this is the sign that you get.
Yes, because my late father, he was, in general, like, Scorpio energy, he was pretty reckless. He was a very anger-filled person. And I can talk about it. It's totally fine. Like,
No,
it was
I
20 years ago.
understand.
I love my dad. My dad's my best friend. Because I'm a Capricorn and he's a Scorpio, so we did a lot of pranks together. But now my son, who's a Sagittarius, one life path, it seems as though it's like my son, not only does he look like my father, right? He's being treated better in this lifetime by my mother, because now that's her grandchild, and it's like the warmth and the comfort and the support that I believe that my father wanted in that last life, my mom is finally giving him in this life. Because my son would be considered a gentle giant, because like he's a big kid, but like he's the sweetest kid you would ever meet, right? Like he has no intentions to be as violent as my dad. My dad was very intentionally violent, right? My older son is kind of like, we don't got to do this.
you know, like, I know I can beat you. So just like, can we just work it out so we cannot have to do this? My dad was completely opposite. He did not control his anger at all and got into a lot of fights that he could have avoided. But I feel like in this life, now that he's getting like all this love and support and the stuff that he didn't get before, now it's like, now he can take it back and say, hey, listen, I know I can hurt you because I'm big. Can we not do this? Right? Can we enjoy this lifetime? Because I am so convinced that my dad lives in my son. Because they act the same.
If you see those qualities there, then more than likely, that's him.
That's what I was wondering, because then that would mean he'd be going backwards, so to speak, in I guess the astrological
order. We could say he's going backwards, but you have to look at the qualities. If the qualities have upgraded, he's not going backwards, he's going far.
Okay,
each zodiac sign has a certain quality. And when you have missed a quality in one life, then you will go either back or forward, wherever the sign is, to go and get that quality.
It definitely has improved.
Quality.
So I think I'm witnessing that astrological reincarnation, so to speak, right? Because 9 is the last number, unless you get to like 11, 22, and 33.
No. In ancient numerology, there is no 22, 33, 11. There is no that. You have to take it down.
I never found that either.
It has to be to its, you have to condense it to its, compounded to its one number. You see?
Yeah, because I've gotten 11, but I don't feel like an 11 life. I feel like a one life path. Like, I feel like that more than I would identify as an 11. Because 11 just seems too prophetic, and I'm just not that. Like, I'm really not.
I'm not saying that you're not. I mean, because the prophetic shows up in so many ways, really, when you think about it. It shows up through arts, it shows up through crafts, it shows up through conversations like this, you know. So it could be, you could be prophetic. People take things and they just, I don't know. I don't know. So this gentleman here, I want to show you something. This was Yogananda.
Okay.
This was his teacher.
Yes.
Okay.
That looks familiar. Yes.
Well, me and my teacher, right? In the past. Now, let me show you something. Might blow your mind. I don't know. Show you a picture of somebody. This was my grandfather.
Aww.
And I wish I could side by side Yogananda's
I see the resemblance.
Yogananda's teacher and my grandfather. Yeah. So my grandfather was, you see, you get your same people.
Yes.
Right? So Yogananda's teacher was his teacher in past life, my teacher in past life.
Right.
But this time my teacher showed up like this.
Right.
The same freaking resemblance.
Yes.
Wore his hair the same way, sideburns, hair, all of that. Just a different culture. As you see me, the same head and shape and everything of Yogananda, same thing. You see?
Right.
Same exact thing. Same thing.
So
I'm actually going to have a picture sketched and drawn out of Yogananda and his teacher, me and my grandfather, in clergy and different. I'm going to have it sketched out and put together.
That would be amazing, actually.
Yeah.
I love spiritual art. I love that because it definitely brings it to, I guess, I wouldn't say small minds, right? But it's just more like, you know, the mind that can only understand, you know, simple things,
right?
It's just easier to get, it's like an easier way to plug people in, right? And that's what everyone's looking for. They're looking for that plug.
They're looking for the plug.
Yes. But I do have a question in regards to your spiritual and biblical teachings.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to astrology, what has been your experience with, you know, patrons, people, the people that you're teaching? What kind of reactions have you gotten in regards to letting people know that you're into astrology and also, you know, your faith?
You know, I get silence. Here's the thing. My friends, I know my friends. And the type of friends I have is that they value me, support me, prefer me no matter what. Now, I may not be able to be on their platforms, but when I need them, if I need money or if I need something, I can reach them. They don't go ghost on me. And if I see them in public, they don't disregard me. So my real friends, they don't understand me, but they still love me. Okay. Those that have always had something against me, but were just waiting in the background to find something so they could bounce, they've come out. But then you also have those that have said, oh my God, I've been knowing that this is true. I've been waiting on this all my life. Those are the people right there. That's who I'm with. That's who I'm after. For the people that have been searching, the people that have been wondering and wondering, two different words, people that have been wondering and wondering, those are the people in who I'm after. The people that are tired of getting to the glass ceiling, but they actually want results and they want questions answered. That's who I'm here for. That's who I'm here for. My response from them have been, oh my God, this is life changing.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm glad that you are here talking the way that you're talking, sharing the way that you're sharing.
Right.
And many of them, they end up booking with me because I guess we can call it the Trinity. I do a face reading deluxe where I read faces, Chinese face reader. I'm a certified Chinese
face reader.
So I've been certified, right? Got my certificate and everything. I know faces. So I'm a certified Chinese face reader, Vedic astrologer, and Vedic numerologist. So most of them, they will book with me. And when they book with me, we give them all of their reading, but then I also put a specific plan together that is specific to them and the trauma that shows up on their face, because that's what it is, those lines and indentions. Those are not old marks. Those are not wrinkles. Those are maps for me and others that can read faces to see which trauma is on your face, which meridian, which part of the body this is affecting. And so many of them, they start to follow me. They listen to me because I'm telling the truth. I'm saying something that no one has said before. I look like your past, but I sound like the future. And so I think that's why people really are gravitating to me, because I'm really outdoing many of the preachers that never gave people answers.
Correct. Seriously. No, you really. And that's why I was saying, like, I have a strong feeling, inkling, you know, that what you're doing is going to catch on. You know, it's going to catch on. It's going to be a thing. I just think, you know, there just had to be somebody brave enough to really, you know, weather the storm, so to speak, right? Because, you know, especially if you live in America, you know, anything new that people don't understand is going to go to the negative comments first, right?
Yeah.
And then after a while, you know, the people who are, you know, and have more endurance, obviously, right, or patient, start to see how it unravels and how it makes sense, and how no matter what you do or say, you know, we are all lumped in this universe together. We are all one no matter what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all have a specific part to play. And like you said before, you know, you were born at a divine time. There's a divine purpose, you know,
right.
And some people feel as though they don't have any purpose. And I feel as though you are giving people their purpose back, you know, the purpose
right.
that they didn't know that they had, you know, and that's
right.
very powerful. Okay. Like, you give a person a purpose, it could change. It changes everything. Right. It changes everything, because people will spend money on, like, you know, oh, you know, I don't really believe in this. I just spend money on it. But when you actually give them purpose, you give them substance, you give them what nobody's ever given them. No cliches and none of that stuff. Like, you have tapped in to a part of their consciousness that they weren't even looking for, didn't know they had, and now are curious to explore. right? And that,
I
and I
started.
feel like you are the button presser of turning people, turning their consciousness back on. And
I
that's
am.
What I see when I see your videos.
I will go down in history, even after I get out of this avatar and I lay this body down. I will go down in history as one, if not the trailblazer of this spiritual movement, where we integrate spirituality and science. I will go, people will still be listening to me and taking my advice even after I'm out of this suit. That's for sure. Because I've already, what I've been talking, what I say, and what I've been saying, what you heard me say, I've been talking like this for 15 years, which means I'm 15 years already beyond my time.
Right.
Now, if they're just listening to me at 15 years, they're just now listening to it. In the next 5 years, I'm going to be even further, but then that's where they'll catch up. And this is how you know when you have a prophet. This is how you know when you have someone that has really been sent by the divine as a master teacher, because they will be before their time. They'll be at a time to where no one is really paying attention to them. And before you know it, everyone will have to follow them because they know the way. I know the way. I have practiced and studied and trained others. I know the way. And so now I'm revealing the way. Astrology is not just the only way. The universal laws about the universe, the universal laws are in the scripture. Tantra is in the scripture. The Vedas are in the scripture. When Jesus talks about the kingdom, the first mention of the kingdom are in the Bhagavad Gita and the Vedas. That's in the Hindu books, right? So I know the way of the future, the way it's supposed to sound, the way it's supposed to look, and the results that it's supposed to yield. And that's what I'm expressing to people. And I'm divinely protected, and I'm divinely broadcast. You didn't know me 60 days ago. Why is that? Because Spirit told me exactly when to drop it. He told me exactly when to do it, how to do it, and boom. So it shows that I'm divinely broadcasted. I'm divinely protected. No one has come after me and tried to hurt me and harm me, and no one will. No one can, because I'm sent here. I was sent here. I was born for this time. I was deployed for this time, right?
Right.
And
No, I
so
get
it's to lead people into a future that they've never seen before, but they know that the future is at hand.
Correct. And like I said, like it's amazing work with you that you do. It's amazing. You're putting yourself out there, and you are letting people know that what's inside of you is also inside of them.
Yes.
If you had something to say to each sign, just briefly, like what would you like? What would your best advice be for each sign? Because I'm gonna have to wrap this up soon, because my daughter needs me for something.
I would say to each sign, walk in who you are. If you're Aries, initiate. If you're Taurus, plan. If you're Gemini, balance. If you are a Libra, beautify. If you are Leo, show up with pride. If you are Scorpio, study the deep. If you are Pisces, feel. If you are an Aquarius, think your way into the future. If you are Sagittarius, be as fiery as you need to be. I would tell each sign. If you are, did I miss anything? I don't know if I missed anything. I don't know. But I would tell each sign to dive into the best quality of yourself, because that's your anointing. That's what you've been birthed and born and destined for. And when you find who you are, what you do is that you break out of the matrix. When you find who you are, you destroy the yoke. The scripture says that the anointing of what? The anointing of the Aries, the anointing of the Pisces, the anointing of the Aquarius, the anointing of the Scorpio, the anointing of the Sagittarius, the anointing of the Gemini, the anointing of the Libra, the anointing of the Gemini, the anointing of the Taurus, the anointing destroys the yoke. Well, what is the yoke? The yoke is the simulation. It's the illusion. When we step into who we are as the anointed one, we break the illusion. And when we break the illusion, we destroy the yoke.
Would you have any like final thoughts or comments? Any questions for me?
No, listen, I'm grateful for the work that you do. I would love for, I've left how to contact me in the chat. I would love for people to get in contact with me, share with me, talk with me, book a session with me. Let's go deeper into your purpose, whether it is from learning how to communicate with yourself or with your spouse down to Tantra. Whatever you're wanting to learn, I have done the work. I've studied, I've practiced, I've paid the money. I sat in the rooms with the masters, and I know exactly how to lead you out of that glass ceiling into results.
Amazing. Amazing. And I just want to thank you for taking your time to be here. Thank you for, you know, being honest, you know, sharing your experiences, your thoughts, and just what you're doing. Like what you're doing, like I said, it's just brave what you're doing. I know I've said it a million times, you know, within this hour, but you know, there are people like me who are thrilled. It's like, oh my God, you know, finally a human, you know, they can bring faith and make it human. You know, yes. they can integrate everything else that, you know, that has been created here in this universe. It's not just one, it was not just one road we're going down. We're going to go down all of them because all the roads are us, you know? So, right. You bridge them together. Exactly. And that's an amazing thing. Like I said, I've never seen it. In my 37 years, my big age, never seen that. And you know, I grew up in the church myself, and like I've never heard anything you're saying, ever. And that's exactly, you know, I'm also the people that are looking for that too. I'm looking for that plug, you know, that is beyond the cliches, that's beyond, you know, what everybody else says, what everybody else thinks, or you know, looking beyond what everybody else's interpretation of what the scriptures say, you know, and what the scriptures were actually meant for, who wrote them, what the intention really was, you know, like that's what I'm looking for as well. Always searching. Because of course, like I said, I don't have all the answers, but I'm a seeker. And nice. on my way, I found you, and I was just like, I need to, you know, pick his brain and figure out what he knows. Because this whole universe is just, it is a beautiful place. And I'm just like, I'm like a hippie type where it's kind of like, if I could talk to all the flowers, right? Like I consider all my guests on my show, like flowers, like if I could talk to all the flowers, I would ask them questions. What has your experience in this universe been like? Please tell me now, you know, like how have you, you know, felt about this universe from where you're standing and then from where you're standing and et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean? So I always feel like, you know, it's not like my first time here, but I always feel like, you know, sometimes it's so like bad here. Like, I just want to know, just like, you know, are you doing okay? Are you doing okay? Like, you know, so like, and if you're not, how are you handling it? Because maybe that can work for me, you know, and so on. And then when I'm feeling great, I can offer what I'm doing to That's someone right. who might not be feeling so great, you know, and I know I've really simplified these terms, but you know, that's really what this universal spirit is really about. Just moving through this universe, you're not alone. You're going to be finding other energies and spirits and you know, people on their path. You know, and why are you on this path? Tell me why. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it might not be any of my business. And if that's the answer, then oh, that's still an answer. You know what I mean? So like it's sacred to me. I don't want to talk about it. And I'm still figuring out. I don't have answers, you know? So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And like I said, again.
All right, lovies. Again, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, also Mystical Charms, and my guest, Vane Thomas Jr. Thank you for listening, and let me know how you guys feel about this conversation. See you next time, lovies.